You've heard terms like the U.S. housing bubble, the housing crash, and the recession that followed, but this hour we're going to speak with local experts to explain what exactly happened, how it impacted housing markets in western Wisconsin, but more importantly, we're going to talk about the good news, the recovery that we've been seeing in the housing markets locally, regionally, and nationally. Home sales and home prices are on the rise in western Wisconsin over the last 2 years, and there are a lot of reasons for that. We'll get into them this hour on the West Side. I'm Rich Kramer, and I'd like to introduce my guests this hour. First, I'd like to welcome Glenn Mills to the program. Glenn is president and owner of My Next Home, a home building firm, also a realty firm based in Eau Claire. He's also the vice president of the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association. Glenn Mills, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. And next, I'd like to introduce Craig Blomberg. Craig is the is a broker associate with RE/MAX affiliates in Eau Claire and is also the president of the Realtors Association of Northwestern Wisconsin. Thanks for being here, Craig.
Well, thank you, Rich. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Listeners, we want to hear your story. If you've got a question or comment for our guests, do give us a call at 800-228-5615. Also, if you're in the market for, you know, a new home, looking at an existing home, if you're feeling more comfortable about even considering buying a home, give us a call and let us know. The number is 1-800-228-5615. We'd like to know why or why not. Now is the time to buy or build. 800-228-5615. So before we talk about recovery, I feel like we got to kind of talk about what had happened. And it's been around 6 years since what has been called the U.S. housing market collapse happened. And Craig, I'll start with you. Basically, what forces were at work, and how did it hit West Central or Western Wisconsin specifically?
Well, first of all, it was a very severe collapse of the market. It was driven primarily by what they call subprime loans, loans given to individuals that probably weren't ready to qualify for particular loans. And basically what it does, you know, those loans were high interest loans, high closing cost loans, but it did artificially inflate the housing market, increased sales nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this area being fairly conservative wasn't affected as drastically. However, national news does affect local people. Especially when you get into things like consumer confidence. We get our news nationally a lot of cases, and we base our decisions off what we hear on stations like CNN, unfortunately, and it drives decisions locally.
So even though some of the worst spots were like California or Florida or some of the horror stories, we were hearing it over and over again, those horror stories, so that puts a chilling effect even here in western Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Right? Unfortunately, the national media doesn't want to report on Eau Claire, Wisconsin very often. They prefer to report on the major markets and, mm-hmm. you know, the New Yorks and the LAs and the Vegases and, you know, and things that even like with Detroit and how that right. market collapsed.
Right, right. So the market collapsed basically, and then banks got a little, or everyone seemed to get a little worried about borrowing or lending money at the time. A lot of foreclosures. Do you have any off the top of your head kind of foreclosure statistics from our region?
Oh,
you do?
Sure.
I'm talking like Western Wisconsin is defined by the Realtors Association as we're talking like Chippewa, you know, Dunn, counties all the way over to the border, mm-hmm. and then down towards the La Crosse, Vernon County area.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, everybody likes to talk about foreclosures. It's an exciting topic.
It's exciting.
investors like it. People that are in the market for a home like to talk about it. They think they can pick up a home at an attractive price. In many
sure.
cases, they can. And again, our market never really had the amount of foreclosures that people were led to believe.
Right.
Even today, if I ran existing foreclosures, I bet you I could probably find less than 100 foreclosures on the market in our entire area.
Well, I mean, that said, of course, you know, again, there was whole communities that went, you know, turn into ghost towns in other parts of the country, but was there a bit of a spike here as well?
Oh, there's no question. You know, there will always be a foreclosure market. Mm-hmm. We've definitely have passed our peak on that, and there are literally very few foreclosures available right now. And here's another thing too: the ones that are available, a lot of people are looking for them. A lot of people became landlords the last 4 or 5 years, picking up foreclosures at a decent price and turning those into single family rentals.
Sure.
So we now have a larger investor base in the market, and the foreclosures that are popping up get looked at by quite a few people. They don't last very long.
Hmm. All right. What about new home sales or new home construction, Glenn Mills? The national news might have dictated a lot of the confidence locally here, but
absolutely.
What did you see?
I would agree with Craig. I think that, we see on the evening news, whole communities, we see large contractors, ending their run of building whole developments, and you start to hear about that, and it reverberates down through. As we look through the statistics, 2003 was really the high water mark here in Eau Claire. In that year, we had 277 buildings that created 348 units with a total valuation of $42 million that was done here in Eau Claire. And that was, I agree with Craig as well that Eau Claire is a very stable place. It's not like the Las Vegas's, the Chicago's, the Detroit's, the places where we saw wild swings. We have a strong, conservative population that don't tend to make wild decisions. Mm-hmm. We're very thoughtful about the things that we do. But when the economy feels strong and we're confident in our employment, and the economy is good, we tend to dream, and we tend to want to build new homes, or we tend to want to move into a new home or remodel when we feel confident and we feel good about the future. And so it's really unfortunate as we look back to see how something like consumer confidence can have such a negative effect on a whole industry such as housing. Housing both from existing homes as well as new homes. By the time we hit the bottom of the market, there were years where there were very few building permits for new homes pulled in the city of Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. It had devastating effects on many builders, had to change, to lay off people, to downsize, and even... that reverberates through everything, through the lumber yards and the suppliers and the subcontractors. And I don't remember the statistic, but when a dollar is spent, in a local market, it has a fantastic upward effect. Mm-hmm. On many people and many businesses. And I think the greatest loss that came as a result of the fall was just that fewer dollars were being spent locally on new construction.
Well, on everything in a lot of cases. Gentlemen, let's take our first call. And a reminder to the folks that are listening, we're talking about the housing market or markets in western Wisconsin. We've got Glenn Mills. He's the president of My Next Home based in Eau Claire and vice president of the Realtors Association. I got it backwards. Vice president of the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association, Craig Blomberg. Blomberg is broker associate with REMAX Affiliates and president of the Realtors Association of Northwestern Wisconsin. In my notes, I gave you guys both the same titles, so I apologize for that. So on the phone now, we've got a caller from Rusk County. The person's, if they're still on the line, are you there? And looks like we lost them. I think we've got some technical difficulties happening on the phone, but... The caller was wondering or had some kind of a mention about loans, and I'm wondering, did banks locally, did they start to kind of rein in their lending during this period when, consumer confidence was down and when there was some shakeups and, with the large national bank chains? Craig?
Sure. I'll comment on that. You know, one thing that happened during this, during the housing crisis was introduction of internet lending too. Mm. So, which, you know, contrary to you know, recent years, a person could sit home and basically apply for a loan and you know, get a hold of a mortgage broker and maybe get a type of some type of loan that really they weren't qualified for. It's called predatory lending, and it's obviously not you know, not legal. Of course, our government has put some practices in place since to help eliminate that. But as far as our lenders in our region, we've got some very strong, smart lenders in Chippewa Valley, and because of that, that's one reason that this market here has stayed so strong. However, like I said, the internet lending is a kind of a scary topic. People are venturing into areas of that they're not real familiar with, and you do need you know it's so much better to have contact with someone locally. Mm-hmm. When it comes to lending,
I think we've seen a lot of changes in banking, and some of it has been very good. I think the banking system as a whole pulled back. I think Congress got involved and created some new regulations, which some is good and some is bad. I think one of the good things that's come out of it is that people are not over-leveraging in the way that they were when consumer confidence was quite so high. You know, people right. have tended to think, you know, take one more minute before they leap forward with a new mortgage or, you know, they're saving more. People are getting to a stronger place financially before they move ahead on things. And I think that that's good common sense. And so I think that that's been the good thing that's come out of all of this is that people are reminded that you do need to make sure, count the cost for something before you jump in. You know, I think there was a period during the tough years there between 2006 and 2012 where banks were so careful in the way that they lended that it made it hard to even for qualified people to get a loan, and that has mm-hmm. had an effect on the housing market that I think will be long lasting, because I think that there's a whole generation now of young people who come out of college not expecting that long term, you know, lifetime job. Instead, they've come out with a different perspective on the economy and on life. That has affected their buying decisions when it comes to homes. Mm. And we're seeing more and more people decide to rent rather than buy. Right. And I think some of that is tied back to the difficulty that came in lending during those years.
On the phone now, John in Rusk County. Are you there, John?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, thanks for calling back. What's your question or comment?
My question probably and a comment is these... our local paper has usually 4, 5, maybe 6 foreclosures every week. So I don't know if foreclosures are really down, but once in my life I went to a foreclosure sale as just an individual looking for a deal. And when I got to the sheriff's sale, I was the only other bidder there besides the abstract office, and they bid the property in at $20,000 more than the paper said was against it. So how do you get a deal when you go to like a sheriff's sale?
Good question. This one I'll put to Craig.
Sure, I can answer that. That's a very good question, and that used to be the case. It seemed that a person could go to a sheriff's sale and pick up a house, you know, at a decent price. What's really happened in the last 5 years has been that there is so much money owed against these houses that the note on the house is worth more than the house. And what happens is basically the bank is buying back their house at the sheriff's sale. And then they go through a foreclosure process after that. So that house may even show back up on the market for less money than what the bank bought it back for.
Hmm.
It sounds kind of unusual, but that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, well, I was just surprised that's the way it went.
Mm-hmm. I am too. But That's what's happening.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. Listeners, you can call in 800-228-5615. We're talking about the housing crash and the recovery. We'll be getting into that in just a second, that we've been noticing in the Chippewa Valley and abroad in western Wisconsin. Far western Wisconsin is doing very well and is expected to really explode once a new bridge is built there between Minnesota and Wisconsin. The number 800-228-5615. Are you in the market to buy a house? Were you, and did you decide not to once you started seeing some ugly reports on the news? The number 800-228-5615. Another question for you, Craig, and maybe Glenn can chime in too, but I did a story or a series of stories when I was a student about foreclosure, and I went to a few sheriff sales. They're very interesting things. There was a sheriff sale where the lender didn't even show up, and I heard that from some folks that were working with foreclosure counseling with like Catholic Charities, they said that that is happening a lot with these mega banks that, you know, might not even know they have the property. Did you experience any of that, either one of you? And is that kind of thing?
I've been to a number of sheriff sales myself. I'm an active investor, and it's, you know, it's an intriguing world because you're right. The big banks, you know, it's not personal for them.
No.
It's just a property, and it's a financial transaction, and in most cases they just send the attorney, you know, and the attorney comes with the bank's bid and submits whatever the bank has decided, and in some ways it's a very open market in that if you would like to purchase that house, you can outbid the bank. And so it's nice to have that opportunity. And I think I've seen even individuals whose homes are being foreclosed on at those sales, and in some cases they can purchase their home back for less than what is owed against it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that part of the free market, you know, that there's opportunity there. At the same time, I'll warn that it's a buyer beware scenario. There are a lot of parts to that system that are not understood by the average person. And when you're at the sale, they say, you know, this home is being sold subject to all legal liens and encumbrances, and it really is buyer beware. And you can walk into a scenario where you purchase something at sheriff sale and there are all sorts of past due taxes. There are all sorts of, maybe they're redoing the street out in front and there are liens, you know, to the property associated with that. There could be environmental concerns such as mold, asbestos, lead. I've seen, you know, many of those things. And so, although the foreclosure topic is very interesting, I would warn, you know, that make sure that you are doing your due diligence before you walk into that scenario, because it can be very risky.
Right. The idea of just buying and flipping a house just like that and making, you know, you've seen the late night infomercials on it, I guess.
Yeah. So. HGTV is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And I enjoy all those shows, and yet they are professionals. You know, it's like anything. There are tricks of the trade, and you learn through experience, and more times you learn the hard way than the easy way, and I can speak from experience on that. I've made as many mistakes as I have, you know, had things go well for me. And yet, I always say, you live, you learn. And but that's the price of getting involved.
Now, Craig, does your agency, Remax Affiliates, do they do any kind of work for like the Freddie Macs or the Fannie Mae's? Because I know that some local real estates might be an agent for them.
Sure. No, there's a handful of people out there that are specializing in handling the foreclosures. And, you know, it's a short list. And it's quite the work involved is quite extensive. So it's not very simple for the average person, the real estate broker, just to jump in that game. But there's a handful of people in it.
Okay, well, you know, the doom and gloom. Let's get past that. when did we start seeing things turn around in our region in western Wisconsin? You know, as according to that 12 county region listed out. I just want to keep it, you know, apples to apples here. Craig Bloomberg.
Well, the market started turning around. I guess about 2012, 2011, mm-hmm. 2012, we started seeing things improve. Now, what happened? You know, we lost a lot of, obviously lost a lot of real estate salespeople. We lost some real estate companies. We lost a large group of builders. We lost some lending. I mean, so the whole process, we lost a lot of good people in this area. So now we're starting to see that come back. Now, our association at one time, you know, was just about 1,200 members strong, and we did drop, and we're back up in the mid-800s. That's primarily made up of real estate salespeople and brokers.
There were that many agencies going out of business?
Well, not going out of business necessarily, but the companies themselves just lost a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Real estate sales is 100% commission business. So if you're not selling, you're not eating. Mm-hmm. And you can't last very long in the real estate business if you're not selling property. When there's no property to sell and when buyers aren't buying, it makes it very difficult.
Yeah. Glenn Mills, as far as new home construction, has that gotten back to, well, it doesn't sound like it's quite back to 2003 land or times.
You know, we have a ways to go. In 2003, there were 277 buildings constructed that made up 348 units. Things deteriorated quickly. Like I say, there were years when there may have been few, if any, building permits pulled, you know, in various communities. By 2011, we marked the first year of what we might call recovery. And in that year, there were 44 buildings and 106 units. So the difference between 277 buildings and 44 buildings.
It's a marked difference.
Significant. Mm-hmm. And for us to call that recovery really shows you the depth to where we went. And so I'm with you. Let's skip ahead. Let's just try to put those years between 2006 and 2011 behind us and watch the upward trend. Because in 2011, we had 44 buildings constructed. In 2012, we doubled that. We went to 93 buildings. That's a pretty good trend. From there, we saw a little bit of a dip last year. It was an interesting year. You know, Craig, you know, I'm talking more about new homes, but I think existing homes we saw I think a lot of it is weather driven. And last year, spring was slow to break. And then when it did break, we kind of saw this insurgence of people talking about new homes, about construction, and then the banking. There was a bump. The Fed did a bump in the interest rates, and all of a sudden, you know, we saw just kind of this, the people putting the brakes on, like, oh my goodness, oh no, you know, here go interest rates, and so people were kind of pulling back a little bit, and as a result, we saw a softening in 2013 of only 72 buildings built. So we actually came back a little bit. Now, those are trends as far as new buildings, but another interesting statistic is the number of units. Because if you look around the Chippewa Valley, what you might notice is that there's more and more multifamily buildings, really quality buildings going up and targeting those young professionals who maybe in the past would have gone out and just bought a house. And yet I think part of the shift even as a society is that this generation of young professionals, the American dream is a little different, I think, you know. For our parents and even for my generation, I think the dream was you buy a house, you fill the garage with tools and lawnmowers, and you spend your weekend out doing yard maintenance and, you know, all this pride of ownership in your home. And now we're beginning to see that people are like, well, they work, and then what they want to do is they want to come home and they want to load up their kayak and their bikes, and they want to go for the weekend, and they don't want to spend their off hours doing home maintenance and things. And so we're seeing more and more of these nicer multifamily buildings being constructed, and I think that that's the target market for that. And so in 2011, we had 106 units constructed. 2012, 229, and although the number of buildings went down in 2013, the number of units increased to 246.
Interesting. Units versus homes, existing homes. I'm in that boat. I'm, you know, 30-something, and eventually I want to own a home, but at this point it's just not a realistic thing. Craig Blumberg, the as far as 2012 and 2013, we did see for existing homes a lot of good news. There was an Eau Claire Leader or Eau Claire Leader Telegram article in which you were quoted, where you know, just Chippewa, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties saw home sales jump by about 15% from 2012 to 2013. I mean, how big of a jump is that in the grand scheme of things? Is that pretty significant?
That's very significant. First of all, 2012 was a better year than 11.
Yep.
2013 obviously increased over 2012. That is a significant increase. And what's even more interesting is last year we had double-digit increase in unit sales along with a double-digit increase in median selling price. Hmm. So that doesn't happen very often. That's almost a perfect storm as far as on a positive side. Of course, that kind of growth isn't going to go on forever.
Right.
But yeah, it was very, very strong year last year, and I think with what Glenn said, I think part of that was because it was a late spring, and I think maybe some people did have plans to build, and then the things started changing, and the rates started ticking up a little bit. And I think some people just said, you know what, let's just kind of look to buy a house that's already on the market. And so it may have hurt the home building a little bit last year, but it may have helped our market.
Hmm. The weather can have that big of an impact.
It's incredible. I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you would not think that planning a purchase of a home would be affected by the weather. But it happens all the time.
Mostly summer time?
Well, a good indication right now is, I mean, what's happened this spring. I mean, we've had a winter to forget. It's been a very, very tough winter on everyone. And, you know, it costs us all more money, too, to go through a winter like this. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now our first quarter numbers this year are down as far as the unit sales are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Our median home selling price is up a little more than 1% over last year's. But however, it's a very small portion of our total year sales. So we don't get too excited.
Okay.
Well, and Craig, I don't know if you see this, but on the warm days, our phone just lights up.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, people are like, "Ah, life, you know, spring. Yes, I can right. begin to dream again." And I think that so much of either new home construction or even moving and buying a new house is so tied to optimism and just a hope for the future and good things. And so, you know, as we continue in this conversation, I just want to reiterate that that hope is on the way when it comes to the housing market.
Well, on that note, let's take our first break. We'll be back in just a bit. We're going to hear more from Glenn Mills and Craig Blumberg, two experts in the real estate industry and home building industry here in Western Wisconsin. We're talking about the Western Wisconsin housing market and some positive signs we've seen over the last 2 years, and we're going to be talking about whether we can sustain or whether, you know, what to expect this year. The number to call in, 800-228-5615. That number again is 1-800-228-5615. The West Side will be right back. I'm Rich Kramer, and we're talking this hour about the Western Wisconsin housing market on the West Side. I'm joined by Craig Blumberg, broker associate with REMAX Affiliates and president of the Realtors Association of Northwest Wisconsin, and Glenn Mills. He's the president of the company My Next Home, based in Eau Claire, and he is the vice president of the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association. Nailed it. So, callers, listeners, listeners call in. We'd like to hear from you. What do you think when you're in the market for a home? What kind of things do you look to? Do you look at the interest rates, which I imagine you do? Do you look at other factors like economy and you know, just how much money you've got on hand? The number is 800-228-5615. We'd love to hear some stories and get some questions for our experts in the room with me here at our Eau Claire studios. 800-228-5615. So we've seen some positive gains for existing and home building new homes. What parts of the region are doing the best? Because I know I just get these nonstop newsletters from the St. Croix County Economic Development Corporation talking about how they're just going nuts over there. So, Craig Blumberg, what is driving that in St. Croix County? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious. The I-94 corridor is a very interesting part of the state, which obviously extends all the way to Eau Claire. And, mm-hmm. we benefit greatly off having Minneapolis as close as we do. St. Croix County was the fastest growing county in the state up until a few years ago.
I thought it still was.
Well, things slowed down fairly quickly when the market stopped.
Okay.
But it has picked right back up again. The last couple of years, I've been watching St. Croix County pretty close because it, as far as the unit sales and housing, it's very similar to Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of development in St. Croix County a few years back. There were a lot of houses. I mean, they got affected more so, obviously, with the foreclosure market and whatnot.
And why is that? Why? I mean, was that because it was such a booming area?
Hot market. A lot of growth. A lot of units went up, and those are the areas that were hit the hardest.
Okay. So, I mean, we're in that area. Are we talking about whole developments that are?
In a sense, yes. Yeah, there were some very large developments that didn't make it. They did not weather the storm.
Wow.
But they've basically been recycled. They're back on the market. And that inventory, that extra inventory that was sitting there has now been used up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a very good pace to exceed what they have been doing in the last few years.
I think by 2016, this new bridge, the St. Croix River Crossing, which is going to be connecting Oak Park Heights, Minnesota to St. Joseph Township.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember doing a story like last year talking about whether or not developers and home builders and everyone are kind of, salivating at the thought of this as we're going to have a lot of Minnesotans maybe looking to live in the Wisconsin, which I believe it's cheaper, isn't it, to live here than in Minnesota?
Depends on how you define
cheaper. Okay, well, yep. That aside, what do you think this bridge is going to be doing for your business?
Oh, I think the bridge is going to be obviously a boon to that area, Somerset, New Richmond, and and east. Like I said, we saw it earlier. We're going to see it again. That's going to bring a lot of professionals and whatnot into that area that will be working in Minneapolis. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen. It's a beautiful bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, the conceptual designs look good. Right now it's just some piles of concrete mm-hmm. sticking out of the water. But so I know that the Chippewa Valley Home Builders obviously doesn't get into that area, but what kind of, that kind of construction project, what can that do? And, maybe we can compare. It's totally apples to, oranges, but we've got some possible developments happening in Eau Claire with the Confluence Project. Does that create excitement, and does that lead to new homes being built, Glenn Mills?
Oh, absolutely. I think when it comes to bridges, I think it makes me think about access. The greater access that you have to the lifestyle that you want, it just opens doors. And so for people who live in the Twin Cities, and now all of a sudden there are there's easy access to a place where one might want to build their dream home out in the country, and they can get there quickly. I think that that's great. As I think about the Eau Claire and Chippewa Valley area, I think about the access that's happening up on River Prairie. All of a sudden, there's all of this land available, and in the talk, for years that area was tied up because we talked about building the new county jail out there, and that kept that area on hold, and now it's just broken free with new development. Mm-hmm. And I know the city of Altoona has been very proactive in wanting to see that be a very vibrant center right off the highway, and I think it will be. And yet, for us, I know we have a project that we're working on over by the mall off of Keystone Crossing mm-hmm. Called Charleston Heights. Because of the recovery in the market, contractors and developers can begin to feel comfortable investing again in large and exciting projects that have a impact on not just single individuals, as a single-family home does, but on the whole community. Just think of how Altoona changes as the area around River Prairie, you know, begins to develop, and
sure.
the housing and the new twin homes going up around, excuse me, around the Country Club area and mm-hmm. such. It's exciting. It's exciting every day when I drive by and I see those things. It makes me feel optimism and feel good about what our community is becoming.
Back to the phones we go, and Jim in. Oh, Jim, we lost Jim. Jim in Cumberland, you're on the air. Thanks so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Gentleman that had gone to your sale and all the only other thing and beds like that, that's quite common that I've seen in this area in Barron County. The other part is the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. There are some VA foreclosures around here, but that's a very well-kept secret that I've heard about. We're moving to Wisconsin was a VA repro. So, but it took me about 6 weeks to find the agent that was the local.
Mm-hmm.
The other part to it is when that bridge is built and comes available, once again, property values around the area are going to shoot up because there's a big class.
Well, you're breaking up, Jim. Your signal must not be terribly strong where you're at. Thank you so much for the call. I'm not even sure, to be honest, what VA, is there a VA housing program or anything that you gentlemen are familiar with at all?
Well, there's you know, obviously some VA loans, FHA loans, those types of programs. But as far as I'm aware, I haven't seen anything any different as far as any repos or foreclosures that are handled any differently.
Okay. I did want to come to talk about, you know, the price of land increasing with all this development that's likely to happen in St. Croix County and, even farther east, maybe New Richmond, you know. What does that do to farmland prices? Does that make it harder to farm, to buy for, you know, a youngster to buy a farm and do his thing out there?
Absolutely. That's one thing that we're seeing right now with farmland prices have been extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think contrary to where things were maybe 15 or 20 years ago when developers were going in and buying large tracts of land, we're not going to see that anymore because it's the land is tightening up. Farmland is a very valuable commodity right now.
So, I mean, I remember hearing about, you know, the developers were actually giving more money than what the farmers could get for their land as farmland. So you're saying that's flipped?
Totally.
Totally flipped.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing farmland prices, especially in the St. Croix County area. I mean, $7,000 an acre for good farmland is not unheard of.
Hmm.
And that wasn't the case 15 years ago.
That's interesting. And, I mean, is that because, you know, commodity prices like corn or whatnot are through the roof, or is it just because there's less land to go around?
More so that, there's less land to go around, absolutely. But, commodity prices, corn has been very strong these last, 5 to 10 years.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
Sure. We're talking about the housing market in western Wisconsin. I'm joined by Craig Blomberg, broker associate with RE/MAX Affiliates and president of the Realtors Association of Northwestern Wisconsin. Glenn Mills is president of My Next Home and vice president of the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association. The number to call in is 1-800-228-5615. Tell us your story. Are you looking to buy a home? Have you just recently purchased a home? Were you able to snag some of those low interest rates? 800-228-5615. We've still got some time for a caller or two. What is the bigger, better indicator of a healthy housing market, sales or prices or new home construction? Glenn Mills.
I think we want to see both. You know, I think that You know, I look at it from the new home construction side of things, and when I look at the suppliers of building materials, when I look at the subcontractors that are involved, the electricians, the plumbers, the heating contractors, many of them have had a tough go, and for a number of years have not been able to increase their prices at all. In some cases, they've had to pull back on their pricing. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, contracting in general is less profitable than it was back in 2003, 2004. I think part of that is healthy. I think part of that keeps people honest. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, all of us expect an increase with cost of living. And so I guess what I would say is that I feel that because of the positive indications in the market, that there creates a bit of a sweet spot where if you are thinking about building, if you are thinking about buying a new existing home, don't you want to do it while prices are still low?
Right.
And what we've been hearing on the contracting side is that price increases on materials and on labor are coming. And I think that we expected to see some of that at the end of 2013, and we didn't because the market kind of flattened out again. And so I believe that 2014 is kind of the last great opportunity of the recession to either build or buy an existing home. Interest rates are still low. Contractors are very interested in working with their clients, although the quantity of builders has decreased over the period of time. I think the quality of the builders has been proven out. Mm-hmm. And those who are strong for a reason. They're strong because they value their customers, that they're dedicated to good processes and deal with people fairly. And as a result of that, I think that people can have a lot of confidence, especially as, you know, as a being involved with the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association. I mean, it's fantastic that we have that in this area, where if you want to know the integrity of the contractor you're working with, you know, choose somebody who is a member of the Home Builders Association.
There you go. And with existing homes, we saw interest rates get historically low. I think it was 3% or lower, maybe. At least the Corker here was able to lock in something around that ballpark. I mean, that is insane. The fact that we're starting to even see the market flatten out because of threats or even rumors of the interest rate going up, can that hurt the whole thing? I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, for existing homes, at least in particular, do these interest rates need to stay artificially low in order for it to recover?
Not necessarily. I mean, again, we all remember, at least the ones that have been around for a while, of interest rates being in the double digits.
Yeah.
And when rates went down as low as 6, we were all talking like, oh my gosh, we'll never see these low rates again. And now these kids are, they get upset if they can't lock in a rate that's, you know, under 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a little bit spoiled with the rates. But what happens, too, as rates rise, other things come into the market that'll affect price. So rates may rise. However, you know, prices may drop. As rates go down, prices may increase. So it's all relative. Again, our market is, we're always going to buy and sell homes here. Existing home sales are a very large piece of business that spreads out to other areas and other industries. In other words, if you buy a house, one of the first things you do, you're going to repaint.
Yeah.
You know, maybe new carpets, new floors. You're going to be out landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
New roof, et cetera, appliances. You know, that spreads out to a lot of local businesses in our area. So existing home sales are a very strong component of our local economy.
I have some statistics on that having to do with new home construction. You know, I have the statistic that says housing equals jobs.
Sure.
100 average single family homes generates 305 jobs, $23.1 million in wages and business income, $8.9 million in taxes for state, local, and federal government.
Where are we getting these statistics from?
So this comes from the National Home Builders Association.
All right.
And I believe it. You know, I think even on the investment side, which I've been actively involved in, I tell people all the time, why are we sending our money off to New York? Why are we not, by investing in the stock market? I mean, mm-hmm. not that, you know, that's not a good avenue for investing, but why not invest in you know, investment properties here in the Chippewa Valley? Why not invest in your home? Why not move, you know, into your dream home? Invest in your life, because not only does that affect and yield positive returns for the individual, but it affects the whole economy. It affects your neighbors, you know, and mm-hmm. it brings the whole community up.
Let's take our final break. It'll be just about a minute long. We've got a caller on the line from Eau Claire. Lynn, hold on 1 second. We'll get to your call as soon as we get back from the break. This is the West Side. We're talking about the housing market and recovery post-housing market crash back in 2008, 2009. I'm joined by Craig Blomberg and Glenn Mills. We will be right back and take one last call and wrap up the discussion. This is the West Side. I'm Rich Kramer, and you're listening to The West Side on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning us in this Monday morning. We're joined by Craig Blomberg and Glenn Mills, the two gentlemen involved in the real estate and housing business here in western Wisconsin. We're talking about the health of our housing market in our region, and we just spoke a little bit about the crash and the recovery. The number to call in is 800-228-5615. We probably won't be able to take any more calls, so I don't know why I put the number out. But last call of the day goes to Lynn in Eau Claire. Lynn, you're on the air. Thanks
Good
so much
morning,
for calling.
Rich.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I have a concern. What happens to the people on the margin when gentrification comes to a neighborhood, when their rental properties are bought up? Where do these people go? I've been here about 30 years. I'm originally from the Chicago area, and I've seen this happen. And you know, where do the folks on the market, where do they fall in? They don't have there's a home ownership, their dream homes. They're not on the horizon for people who just struggle to get by day to day.
So you're saying that maybe some folks that are older have some more income resources are taking up the prime real estate?
Well, they're bought out, and no, not even old folks, young folks, indigents, people without any possibility, you know, people on SSI who get cheap rent, and then their properties are bought up by developers. Where do they go?
I'll put that to Craig. Any thoughts?
I'm not quite sure what the question is. I think there's housing available for just about every individual in this area, whether it be home ownership or rentals. I mean, there's a you know, quite a selection of different rental properties available in the area for people of all incomes.
All right. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for the call. And with that, we've got just a few minutes to wrap up, gentlemen, and. The Fed, I've just read that the Federal Reserve has been buying up like $85 billion per month of U.S. housing bonds, mortgage-backed securities to kind of keep those interest rates low and keep money moving in the economy. So my question is the mortgage-backed securities, really quickly, isn't that kind of what got us into this mess? And any thoughts on, you know, the fact that the Feds are... still buying into that, Glenn Mills?
Yeah, well, I mean, we live in a complex financial system here in America. I think it's the best in the world, but it certainly is very complex. I won't pretend to understand the bulk of it.
Me neither.
You know, but what I do know is that all money originates with the federal government, and they make policies that that free up those resources to be used. And I guess my hope. is that we have good decision makers at the helm as we begin to come out of this economic recovery so that we leave interest rates low enough, long enough, that it allows for recovery. And yet at the same time, we certainly don't want runaway inflation like we had in the 80s. And so it's a delicate balance. and I won't pretend to be an expert on that.
Now, Craig Blomberg, we heard Glenn just a little while ago give a 2014 ultimatum for people to build a new home. I'm exaggerating, of course, but he says that prices are going to be going up for supplies and whatnot. What about for existing homes? I mean, how much longer can people hit the brakes, and, you know, how much longer until those interest rates start going up big time? Any crystal ball predictions?
No, not on interest rates. We just never know. I've been wrong 100 times on interest rates, so I'm not even going to speculate. But what I will say, though, are, you know, interest rates are by itself do not drive the housing market.
Sure.
They are attractive, and, you know, anything in these in this 4%, 5%, 6% range is still a very, very low interest rate. What we strive for is, I think, as a whole, as an entire group, is to have a balanced real estate market, basically meaning that we have just enough inventory on the market to take care of the buyers that are looking. And that's where we're at right now today. We have a very nicely balanced balanced real estate market in the area.
How do you feel about 2014, 15 seconds or less?
I feel great. I think we're going to have continued growth in unit sales and a moderate increase in median selling price.
All right. And Glenn Mills, what are your thoughts?
I feel very positive. I would welcome people to come out to the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association Parade of Homes, which is going to be June 7th through the 14th. Mm-hmm. They can go to cvhomebuilders.com to get the schedule. And from the home building perspective, I see nothing but blue skies ahead.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for the discussion. Craig Blomberg is the he's a broker associate with RE/MAX Affiliates and president of the Realtors Association of Northwest Wisconsin. Glenn Mills is the president of My Next Home based in Eau Claire and vice president of the Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association. Thank you so much. Also, thanks to Mort Cypress, Tiffany Coggins, and Dean Kallenbeck, all the folks that keep the West Side running. Thanks to the callers. Next week, we're going to be bringing on the Outdoor Guys and Heath Beneke of the Department of Natural Resources to talk about the spring opener. Hopefully, there's some open water to fish on. I'm Rich Kramer. Have a safe and productive week. We'll chat again next Monday morning.